You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM out of University of British Columbia, UBC. You're listening to Shukshukta Radio. Hello, Worku. I'm doing awesome this Sunday morning. This is, you played some really cool music this morning.
Our generation is creating good music.
Our generation is creating good music.
Creating. Yeah, you're right.
Amazing stuff. I really liked that rap hip-hop music that you played about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah,
really neat. Yeah, I would love that. I love that.
Anytime.
All right, so again, you're listening to an hour of Ethiopian music radio talk with Worku. We're now transitioning into Kol Nodedi, Nomadic Voice, here on CITR. Kol Nodedi, every Sunday from 11 to 12 noon, world music. I love this here. I'm going to keep playing it in the background, okay? So today, thank you for tuning in. Thank you very much for tuning in. Today's show is going to share with you Spanish music from all over, some Spanish music, some Latino music, some flamenco music, some more modern Spanish music that's infused with some electronic elements, a real mix, but it's all going to be somehow Spanish on Kol Nodedi, CITR 101.9 FM. So, just wrapping up the Jazz Fest, it has been a really strong festival with lots of really cool free shows. Hopefully, you're able to make it to some of those shows. Also coming up, though, our next big musical event to look forward to in town, of course, is the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. There are more than a few really exciting looking shows, and I will tell you about a few of them that I think look particularly exciting later on in the show. But for now, let's get right into the music. So we're going to start off today with one of my favorite Spanish bands, a group literally from Spain. And this is some more modern music, if we can call it that. These labels are so fluid these days. But I'm going to play for you some Shambao, and they are, if we can say, flamenco, pop, electronic, chill-out type of music from Malaga. All right, see what you think of this. I play Chambao quite a bit on Kol Nodedi, but there are a few pieces from a couple of the albums that I absolutely savor, and so I'm going to play a couple of those for you right now. So this is Chambao, and you're listening to Kol Nodedi on CITR 101.9 FM.
Te describí este sentimiento. ¿Será que te escondes? ¿Será que te pierdo? Que no soy capaz ya ni de retenerlo. ¿Será que tengo miedo? ¿Será que te escondes? ¿Será que te pierdo? Que no soy capaz ya ni de retenerlo. ¿Será que tengo miedo?
That was Shambao, one of my favorite songs of theirs. That was called Será, and I was playing to you off of their album Con Otro Aire. You are listening to Col Noredì. So again, that was Shambao. I was playing for you off of their fourth studio album. And La Marie takes the reins on essentially all the composing on this album. The composing, the arranging, the production. And the result is something decidedly not in the vein of straightforward Spanish music. The influences of Africa and Mexico that are sort of thrown into the mix, but without stealing the show completely. And a lot of North African percussion influences. It's a really interesting album. One, actually, and also a couple Indian underlays as well in a couple of the tracks. This is one of my favorite albums, one of the ones that I can listen to over and over again. So again, this is Shambao, and they are out of Malaga, out of Spain, and one of the more successful, or the most successful, Spanish flamenco fusion groups. There have been many attempts, and some have come and gone. Shambao has stuck around, and I think they're here to stay. Beautiful, beautiful music. So let's hear another track from Shambao and off of this same album, Con Otro Aire. You're listening to Col Noredì, and thank you for tuning in.
Del sur que me traes
So Shambao appeared almost by surprise in the midst of all sorts of different fusion groups. The band from Malaga developed the one that could have appeared most daring. The flamenco sounds and palos, or forms, alongside electronic music. Almost from nothing, Shambao created a new musical style that was very unique, a kind of flamenco chill. After several years of activity, while others have fallen behind, and the number of recordings of flamenco chill sessions has been constantly growing, Shambao is one of the few bands that have been able to achieve a fusion that's harmonic. And I definitely agree with that that little review that I'm reading online. Not only harmonic, but also interesting. Harmony, when it's too harmonious, I think personally, can get somewhat monotone. You need the angst, you need the surprise. And I find that this album of Shambao's definitely has all of that. So their name's taken from the tents that are improvised by people on beaches to shelter themselves from the sun and breeze. They started off as a trio, La Marie, Eddie, and Danny, and together the three of them took part in the double CD by various artists that was released by Sony under the title Flamenco Chill in 2002. The record, to which Shambao contributed 8 songs, sold 90,000 copies and led the record label to release subsequent installments, this time without Shambao. In any case, again, I've just been playing for you, and you can hear in the background, Con otro aire, and this is Shambao from Malaga, Spain. So you're listening to Con Nota D. Today's music is inspired by Spain, Spanish music, flamenco, ladino, etc., etc. Let us listen right now to a quick ad, and we'll get right back to the music on Con Nota D, CITR.
On Saturday, July 10th, at Vancouver's beautiful Center for Performing Arts at 777 Homer Street, the freakishly fine film company will present Think You're Bloody Funny? A clean, stand-up comedy competition in which an upcoming comic will win $5,000. It will be a filmed event. The occasion is a benefit for the Vancouver Food Bank Society. Admission will be free, but a non-perishable food or cash donation for the food bank will be greatly appreciated. Tickets will be at the door. The Grace Note String Ensemble will play in the lobby beginning at 7 p.m. Comedy at 8, followed by judging and a musical set by the Knackers. For more information, go to bloodyfunny.net. Everyone, welcome. I'm gonna take you down. You've been there before. I'm gonna leave you there. A dollar. Ya hasta que vuelva,
cantabas esperando tu porvenir.
Playing for you some of my most favoritist music today. That was Fanfare Cocharla off their album Queens and Kings, one of my favorite albums. This is one of the reasons why it's so interesting and so full of newness every time, is because there are guests from all over on this album. And that's kind of part of what Fanfare Cocharla are all about. On this, on Kings and Queens, Romania's celebrated brass orchestra. Welcome on board the Romani Brethren. Guests from Serbia, Macedonia, Bosnia, Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary, and France. This is such an explosive album. This is their fifth album, and they travel throughout Europe to record with musicians from the continent's extended Romani community. And it is such a dynamic album. I can't even begin to describe. The song that I just played for you was called Cuando Tu Volveras, and that was featuring the guest Kalume. So band leader Antoine Tato Garcia attracted attention while leading Tecameli, the acclaimed Rumba Gitano group from Perpignan. Guitarist vocalist Garcia formed Kalume to further explore the fusion of Gypsy and North African cultures happening around the French Mediterranean basin. So again, that was Kalume, featured with Fanfare Cocharla on Queens and Kings. Right now, Fanfare Cocharla are regarded as the hardest working band in the blowbiz, meaning the brass instruments, heavyweight champions whose wit, groove, ferocious technique, and ability to deliver fresh sounds marks them out as above all the rest. Listen to this. That was just a little tease. You'll have to tune back in upcoming weeks to hear the rest of this song and this album. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That's all I can say. You're listening to Corno de D, Nomadic Voice here. This is CITR. And today's show is inspired by Spanish music. Well, that means a lot, and that can imply a lot, because we have some electronic undertones today. We have some music from Andalusia, some North African strains. We have some music we have some Latino music, some flamenco, a big hodgepodge, a big roaring hodgepodge. So this is called Nodedi, and onwards with the music. This is Yasmin Levy, one of the gurus of Latino music. This is off of an album called Mano Suave, and this is her third album. A little bit more about her soon, but first listen to the music and see what you think of this. This is Yasmin Levy on Kol Nodedi, Nomadic Voice.
Solo te Helpline is here to help. open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday. The helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
All right, you are listening to Yasmin Levy. Yasmin Levy is from Israel, and she sings in Ladino, which is the language of an ancient Spanish Jewish culture that is disappearing. Her performances of this beautiful, really rich music often bring people to tears and unable to explain why they've been moved so much by these songs that are sung in a language that is vanishing. Levy says that she now feels a heightened sense of devotion to the ancient Ladino repertoire. And this third album that I've been playing to you from, Mano Suave, still, though, nevertheless retains a strong sense of flamenco roots, flamenco and Andalusian roots. So this is Yasmin Levy. She lives in Jerusalem, and she is one of the most well-known transmitters of Ladino music, language, and culture. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, Nomadic Voice. This is CITR. And I just want to let you know about a few of the very exciting concerts that will be taking place as part of the Folk Festival. Las Alegras Ambulancias from Colombia. Since 1905, village singers, drummers, and dancers have preserved the rich Afro-Colombian traditions of Palenque de San Basilio, founded by escaped slaves in the 1600s. Their descendants share them with us. Also, Natasha Atlas from the UK and Belgium. This Anglo-Egyptian vocal powerhouse delivers a beat-driven melting pot of North African and Western sound. And in fact, Atlas, on this album that I just played for you of Yasmin Levy, she collaborates with Levy on a couple of the tracks. And she has a very, very beautiful voice. Buchmann Experience. I hope I pronounced that correctly at all. That was a Haitian word. That's why it was kind of difficult. High-energy Haitian folk, voodoo music, and Caribbean rhythms fueled by spirituality, activism, and hope. Also, Calexico, a band I love, love, love from the U.S., but heavily influenced by Mexican undertones, beautiful brass sounds. Prepare for a cinematic road trip complete with desert dust and the traditional sounds of Mexico and the American Southwest. Ellie Sapi Isaac from Quebec, singing in English, Inuk, and French. This new Northern Stars music blends Inuit Western folk and pop. And Basaku Kuyate and Ningont Ba from Mali. There's so much incredible music, new music coming out of Mali these days. In fact, a lot of the world music albums that we receive here at the station, not too much of it, but when we do get a surprise in the mail, it is often from Mali. So Basaku Kuyate and Ningont Ba from Mali, playing at the Folk Fest. A little description: West Africa meets American roots music in the sensational Malian band featuring four Ngoni, which is a plucked lute, players, vocals, and percussion. And El Puchero del Hortelano from Spain. a melodically addictive mix of flamenco-infused pop, rock, rumba, and Andalusian rhythms. So that's just a little selection. Pick up a brochure yourself. It's going to be a very exciting festival. That's the Vancouver Folk Music Festival happening July 16th to 18th, of course, at Jericho Beach Park. Thank you for tuning in to Kol Noredi today. World Music Show that airs every Sunday from 11 to 12 noon. Let's get onwards with the music. One of my favorite flamenco artists, La Tobala. This is off of her album, Lenguaje Puro. You're listening to Kol Noredi, and this is CITR.
en el barrio de la viña voy, gitano son primo, y en el barrio de la viña caloy, gitano son primo, según me ha dicho mi primo, hay que en el barrio mamaita de Dalo, para hacer un monumento, y el chito papá de abasto, caray, 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 mira usted que fiesta ya hacemos en Cali, que ni la hambre la vamos a sentir, ya espero que gracia, mira usted que gracia tiene este pavo.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Jazz, so I love that soundtrack piece there. That's why I really like playing that ad there. All right, so you're listening to Col Nord D, Nomadic Voice. What you just heard before that ad was La Tobala. That was off of her album Linguaje Puro. She is one of, I think, the strongest, most powerful flamenco artists out there. She is relatively new and young, meaning the past, I don't know, decade or 5 years or so, but she is really dedicated to the roots and to the pure raw stuff, and she has the perfect voice for that. So she, again, she's one of the best artists of pure flamenco and gypsy singing, and so that album I can listen to again and again and again. That is Linguaje Puro. So if you're out looking to get some fantastic, real, pure flamenco, it is her, La Tobala. Thank you for tuning in to Col Nord D. We have time for just one or perhaps two last tracks here. And speaking of flamenco, this is a song that I'm going to play for you off of a compilation that I have called Viva Flamenco. And I believe that this track is one of the really, really well-known pieces. I think it feels so familiar to me. It must be from Tony Gottlieb's films as well, because it just feels like a hallmark of flamenco music. This is Nana de Colores, and it's Diego Carrasco singing that, of course, along with his troupe of singers and musicians. This is, I think, such a beautiful flamenco piece, and really captures the soul of flamenco singing. So this is Nana de Colores, and it's Diego Carrasco. Go. Enjoy.
Sabes palabras que yo no entiendo,
blanco, allí violeta y negro, y rosa, verde, azul, canela y fuego.
Rojo, blanco, allí violeta y negro, rosa, verde, azul, canela y fuego.
Lo que borda la estrella y cae en mi cielo, tú que tienes la esperanza que yo no tengo.
Rojo, blanco, añil, violeta y negro, rosa, verde, azul, canela y fuego. Rojo, blanco, añil, violeta y negro, rosa, verde, azul, canela y fuego.
Que tiene colores que yo ni sueño, tú que sabes palabritas que yo no entiendo.
Rojo, blanco, añil, violeta y negro, rosa, verde, azul, canela y fuego.
Rojo, blanco, añil, violeta y negro,
y rosa, verde, tú, canela y fuego.
Rojo, blanco, añil, violeta y negro, rosa, verde, azul, canela y fuego. Rojo, blanco, añil, violeta y negro, rosa, verde, azul, canela y fuego. Rojo, blanco, añil, violeta y negro,
Diego Carrasco Fernandez. He was born in Jerez de la Frontera in Cadiz, in the very southern tip of Spain, 1954. He studied flamenco guitar in Jerez de la Frontera with the master player Rafael del Aguila. During his first stage as a professional musician, Carrasco accompanied on the guitar some of the biggest flamenco singers in his hometown. And so this is all that I have of his, but it is a song that is so beautiful that it just plays on and on and on in your head hours after you hear it, and in fact days after you hear it. So that piece was called Nana de Colores, and that was Diego Carrasco, of course, among many other beautiful women singers there in the background. We're just going to end off here with one last flamenco piece by De Madera. And before I sign out here, I'd just like to thank all the listeners out there for tuning in to Kol Noredi. I hope you have a wonderful week, a beautiful week, a musical week, and see you next Sunday from 11 to 12. Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice on CITR 101.9 FM. This is De Madera. It's a North Carolina-based duo of Juan Benavides and Jaime Ibarra. They explore three main musical styles, generally in their music: traditional flamenco, rumba flamenca, and guitarra latina. They also sprinkle some subtle pop influences in some of their styles, and they are heavily informed by the guitar mastery of Paco de Lucía. So see what you think of this and hold your thoughts till next week. And see you at 11 o'clock next Sunday on Col Nodadi. Have a wonderful week.